John S. Doyle is here with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
Snow is general on the front pages. The photographer Damien Eagers has fine photographs on two front pages, the Irish Independent and Irish Times, and one back page, the Irish Examiner. The Independent picture has a young deer nuzzling an older one in the snow at Kippure, County Wicklow, and that appears in the Examiner too. The Times has a single deer walking in a Wicklow wonderland, as the headline puts it. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Sun devote their front pages to photographs of some of those attending the funeral of the singer Liam Payne in Buckinghamshire in England yesterday. The Irish Daily Star leads with a report on the 28-year-old man who was jailed yesterday for 6 years for burning a Gartha car and attacking a migrant centre in the riots in Dublin last November. The Irish News reports that Michael McConville, the son of Jean McConville, who was murdered by the IRA in 1972, has described a TV depiction of his mother's execution and secret burial as horrendous and cruel. The 9-part series in question, Say Nothing, broadcast on Disney Plus, has been critically acclaimed, the paper says. The Irish Daily Mail reports that veteran Fianna Fáil TD Willie O'Dea has told the Fine Gael leader to step up to the plate on debate. Fine Gael has explained that logistics is the reason why Simon Harris could not take part in a debate due to be staged tomorrow by Sky News and Today FM, the paper says. This means that there is only one more live debate before the election, the three-way leaders' debate on primetime next Tuesday. The Independent reports in its lead story that house prices are unlikely to fall in the short term, despite the plethora of election promises, according to the Independent economist Austin Hughes. The effect on Ireland of Donald Trump's impending arrival in the White House is considered in the Examiner's lead story. Paul Hosford reports that the Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, told the paper in a podcast interview that the spending plans being sold to potential voters by political parties may all have to be revised, thanks to Trump's choices for his incoming cabinet. There is a similar lead story in the Times. The paper reports that yesterday the cabinet was given a stark warning about potentially damaging economic fallout for Ireland from the unsettled global situation and the return of Donald Trump to the White House in 2025. In a column in The Independent, Monica Hess writes about what she calls all the president's problematic men. Of Robert F. Kennedy Jr., she says, if you thought, wow, in a country of more than 330 million people, the only person to lead the Department of Health is definitely the person who dumped a dead bear in Central Park and was accused of groping the babysitter. Exactly. The Belfast Telegraph reports that another Trump nominee, the businessman Elon Musk, has been summoned to Westminster to testify about the role of his social media company, X, or Twitter, in spreading disinformation during the anti-immigration riots in Northern Ireland and England last summer. The Telegraph and the Irish News carry many tributes to the journalist Ken Reid, who has died at the age of 69. A mainstay of our screens for several decades, as the Telegraph puts it. Before UTV, where he was political editor, he worked at what was then the Cork Examiner. A true giant of journalism and all-round gentleman, is how the paper sums up the tributes.
Indeed, John, Ken Reid, may he rest in peace, and really a truly great man and a truly kind man.